It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the show today. Today we're going to be talking about the topic of parasites, in obviously in conjunction with all the stuff I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, and it's in lead up to our upcoming Gut Honest Truth Health Workshop that we're having on August 31st at our office at Full Life Chiropractic in Troy, Ohio. So I'll be talking about parasites, something that I actually really haven't talked much about in my last few years. I think I might have talked about it in my first couple of years on the radio, but I think it's important for us to cover and also talk about some of the risk, not just of a parasitic infection that's acute, but also long-term parasitic, infections that are ongoing, that are not acute but chronic, and how they can lead to major disease processes. So we'll be talking about that today. But before that, of course, I always want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet, AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can simply text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. And obviously, you can text the words, gut health, and you can come to the workshop, or new patient. Hey, I'm ready to make a new patient appointment. You can text whatever it is that you're interested in finding out about, and we will get to you and help you in whatever way we can. So, of course, as always, I like to get started by sharing my why and why it is that I get on radio, why it is that I want to help people. And it all starts with a phone call from my mom that I received literally 9 years ago, telling me that she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. Of course, at that moment, my mom starts crying over the phone. Then, of course, inevitably, I start crying over the phone. And, you know, my immediate thought was the question of, what are you going to do, mom? She says, son, I know what I'm not doing. I'm not doing chemotherapy and radiation. Of course, at that moment, my heart sunk. I'm like, I have no idea what to do. I am scared out of my mind, mom, but I know one thing. I know God put an awesome power in your brain, and the brain and the body are communicating effectively. Your body has to function effectively and heal 100% like God designed it to. So let's get your spine checked. We got her spine checked, and from the side of the neck, you're supposed to have a 45-degree angle. We took her x-ray, and we saw that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. My mom's neck was completely straight. She had 0 degrees out of 45, which is not normal. From front to back, you are supposed to be completely straight. Well, from T1 through T7, my mom had a bend in her spine going off to the side, which when I saw that on her x-ray, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that was not helping anything, and if anything, was actually causing problems. Because for years, my mom always suffered from upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, chronic sinus infections, and every single time she went to the doctor, she would always get the same exact answer, and always the answer was a medication or a surgery. She never did surgery, but she took medications, right? And literally, the medications worked because they cover up the symptoms for 10, 15, 20 years until she was left with cancer, threatened to take her life at any moment. So I finally asked her, like, why are you doing this now? Why are you doing things different? She says, son, simple. I finally realized that I can die, and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. Of course, four of those grandchildren she's referring to are my kids. Eden, who's 10, Jean-Luc, who's 5, Eve, who is 8, Ellery, who's 2. So my mom chose to take responsibility for her health in her own hands, so for my kids, nieces, and nephews, the opportunity of having a grandma in the future. And because of that, my mom, thankfully, blessed, she's still alive today, 9 years post-diagnosis, and my mom is literally, yes, still battling. A couple masses show up that are suspicious from time to time, right? But at the end of the day, she's still alive. She's still doing well, and I'm so thankful for that. So, you know, this is why I get on radio. I want to empower, and I want to encourage you. If I literally change one life a week, I was literally have changed 52 lives in a year. And you do that year in, year out. Before you know it, in 10 years, I will have changed 520 lives because people have listened to the show and done something different for themselves. So, and then that person could be my mom. So this is why I pay it forward by sharing information about different things that we all kind of wonder about. Some of us don't even know about some of these things, but we need to know about them because literally it can affect us negatively if we do nothing different. So, you know, talking about parasites, and I'm diving into parasites for a simple reason. literally, we are having our upcoming gut health workshop, and we talk about some, we're going to be talking about the microbiome, the fungi, the bacteria, the viruses that actually are inside of our gut. And I know I talked about that, I think, 2 weeks ago now. If you're interested in listening to that, go back to, you know, Spotify or iTunes and look back, or even on the website WHIO and look back at those shows that I've done about those topics. But one of the things that I never really hit on all that great and all that often is parasites, because parasites, the reason why is because typically when you think of a parasitic infection, you think of like, oh, yeah, I went to Mexico, had a great time. I forgot to drink the bottled water that one time, and then I got terribly sick, and I was in the bathroom the rest of the vacation, missed 2 days out of seven, and I came back to the States, and things kind of settled down. And that was like it, and you don't really worry about parasites again, right? Well, that's an acute infection of parasites. The sad reality is that we actually have chronic infections as well. And parasites are literally very, very well skilled in creating this chronic, long-term, low-level, low-output infection that our bodies have to fight through for years and years and years. So, you know, I would like to kind of first cover what a parasite is and kind of go from there and then kind of just establish, like, what is a parasite? A lot of people use that word, like, oh, I got a parasitic infection. What does that mean? So a parasite is essentially an actual entity or an organism, right, that literally lives inside of a host, in it or on it. So basically a parasite then consumes and robs the host of the actual nutrients that they're consuming while they consume foods into their bodies, right? So you're the host as a human being. You got a parasite that is stuck inside of your body, inside your intestinal tract. That parasite then, whenever you eat, it literally grabs, you know, kind of like first fruits, right? Like, you know, you bring your first fruits as an offering to the Bible. Literally, the actual parasites are basically taking the first fruits as you consume the nutrients. They're broken down by you chewing them. You're doing all the work. You go to the store, you cook the meal, chop it up, you eat it, you chomp it down, it gets digested partially, it gets to your small, large intestine. If there's a parasite in any one of those areas, guess what? They get first dibs at your vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin B, you know, et cetera. Whatever they need, they take. And then whatever's left over goes to you. So the problem is that if you allow this to happen over time, it literally will, it literally will literally cause you to create deficiencies in your own body. You know, I've been doing a lot of blood and urine tests, and just recently, probably about a year, roughly about a year or so, started doing pretty heavy stool testing as well, because you gain so much data about what your body excretes out as waste, or what believes is waste. Some people are actually excreting out things that are actually good for them because they're not absorbing them. And it could be because, you know, they have an anomaly, or they have a, you know, anatomical, you know, predisposition to do that, or they have a genetic predisposition to do that, or the gut is not healthy, is not absorbing the things that it should be absorbing, right? So in my quest to understand stools and the stool samples and what things can actually live in our gut and understand better, you know, the gut, and again, every science-driven doctor that wants to help their patients keeps coming back to one of the main areas, which is the gut. You keep coming back to, especially natural healthcare doctors, like, we're looking at the gut more and more, and even the more research that comes out, the more the gut shows up as an actual culprit to the start and the beginning of many, many things. So whenever you have a gut that's unhealthy, you allow for, you know, bad bacteria, fungi, and viruses to be, you know, created, replicated, procreated, etc. The problem is that parasites show up and they kind of hang out and they overstay their welcome. So basically, these parasites are robbing you of your nutrients, and there's a lot of them that actually, I mean, most of them do this. They actually suppress your body's defenses against them being thrown out, right? So if you had a parasite and you knew about it, and your immune system's strong, guess what the immune system does? It comes by, it takes it out of there, kills it, and gets rid of it, right? So this is why when you measure the stool samples, you will see particles of parasites because the immune system's strong. But if your immune system's not strong, guess what happens? You might see particles of some parasites but not of others. And the problem is that now you have parasites that are there, some of them that are being killed, but your body's constantly fighting. Constantly fighting, your body doesn't get time to heal and rest, and this leads to a plethora of other disease processes that can actually happen, right? So the most common way of becoming infected by a parasite would be through eating or drinking contaminated, you know, water or foods, etc. And typically, everybody thinks, especially in America, we are so sheltered in some areas, right? Like, you know, some of the crazy stuff that happens in other countries, like, doesn't happen here, right? But, like, so sheltered of, like, oh, well, like, we have clean water and clean food, like, mostly everywhere, for the most part, right? So we don't have to worry about that. But don't be naive and think that just because we live here and our water's clean and our food's, you know, fairly clean and et cetera, it doesn't mean that you can't have a parasite. It literally, like, there are actual animals that we raise in America, American-born, American-raised, American-slaughtered, right, and served on our dinner plates that actually have parasites or eggs to the parasites that would then, once they get in that nice, warm, cozy environment, they come alive because they some of them don't die. And this isn't one of the things that I remember learning in school. It's like, especially in, like, pork, there are parasites in pork that lay eggs in the meat, and those eggs cannot be broken down at high temperatures. So you, like, cook it. You think, oh, I cooked it really, really good. It's still, though, you know, the high temperature you need to achieve kind of ruins the meat almost. So you're like, ah, I'm not going to cook it all that much. And guess what? Those eggs then, when they get into an environment where they can actually start budding, I guess you can call it, or germinating, they come alive. And then, by the way, if you ate a piece of, you know, a pork chop or something, and if you ingested 3,000 eggs, guess what? Even if 1,000 of them actually germinate and hatch, you got now 1,000 parasites that if they're not strong in affecting you, your body may not even know they're there. Your body may want even fight them. They might kill like 300 of those 1,000. There's still 700 hanging out. And by the way, like, they're hanging out so long that the body kind of just, you know, says, you know what? I'm not going to continue to bother with this. I got to go, you know, bigger fish to fry, and then goes elsewhere to fight against something else. Or the body will continue to fight, and you go with this chronic pro-inflammatory response, and your body's always fighting against parasites, then leading to a bunch of other issues, which I'm going to be covering in the next couple segments. So right now, I have to take a quick break. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290-95.7 WHIO, Dayton's and Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life. We talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can simply text that number or call that number again, 937-552-7364. You can also find us on, you know, Instagram, Facebook. Just search Full Life Chiropractic. Look at our you know, content on there if anything intrigues you. Obviously, you can comment, like, share, ask questions, etc. And obviously, we will get back to you with whatever information you're seeking. So if you're interested in obviously getting better, achieving better health, let us know. We will do everything within our power to help you naturally without drugs and surgery. So again, welcome back to those of you who are listening on the last segment. Who's joining us. We're covering parasites. Why are we talking about parasites? Because literally, I have a gut workshop coming up, team minus couple days here on Thursday, the 31st of August. It is a free event. You're welcome to come. It's at our office, 1735 West Main Street in Troy, Ohio. We'll be going over what things make the gut healthy, what things make the gut unhealthy, what that means to you and your health if you have an unhealthy gut, and how can you actually turn it around if you have issues with your gut. So if you got leaky gut, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, you got dysbiosis, diarrhea, constipation, bloating, etc., all those things I'm going to be diving through and talk about how the microbiome and the health of the gut lining play an important vital role in your ability to heal your gut from the inside out. And then you can start living your best, healthiest, full life, obviously, so you can be who God called you to be. So if you're interested in that, again, it is August 31st, this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at our office, Full Life Chiropractic in Troy, Ohio, 1735 West Main Street in Troy. So on the previous segment, I was talking about parasites and described a little bit what they are. One of the things that I did kind of touch on was, you know, how you get infected by parasites. Again, you can go to a third world country or, you know, a country that's not ours. You leave the border, you go somewhere. Some of the sanitary practices are different. Some of the actual, you know, the existing bacteria, parasites, et cetera, in that area we're just not exposed to because we just happen to live in North America. So we can be infected by eating, drinking, et cetera. But you can also be contaminated here in the States. Again, don't be naive and think like, oh, we live in the greatest country in the world and we're safe. You can get actually contaminated here from eating things such as cow and pig meat, so pork and, you know, beef. And literally it can carry some of those parasites depending on the conditions those animals were raised in, right? So also another way you can actually get exposed to parasites is through interacting with animals, right? So like, you know, those, you know, farm animals along with also like our dogs and cats, right? So another way you can actually encounter parasites as well is undercooked seafood and meat, you know, and this also includes shellfish and crab as well. So definitely being aware of how you cook your food, you know, consuming raw foods, raw meats, especially, you know, like, you know, seafood, especially too, that can also play a role in your potential exposure to parasites that literally, again, rob your body of the nutrients that it needs. So, you know, the CDC says that literally globally contaminated water is a serious problem and can cause severe pain, disability, or even death, right? So literally contaminated water would have parasites, but literally to the point where it can actually kill you if you drink the wrong kind of water. So obviously definitely something that you have to be aware of when you're traveling outside the United States, but also be aware of here while in the United States, because literally there's a million and one ways that you can actually acquire a parasite that can actually wreak havoc on your health. So I have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, the Isn't Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. Find us on Instagram as well at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can find us by calling or texting our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to somebody. If not, you can press, you can literally text or, you know, leave a voicemail. Again, 937-552-7364. You know, if you're just joining us, welcome to the second half of the show. Today I've been talking about parasites, you know, talked about what they are, how you can get actually infected. And in this segment, I'm going to cover like what the symptoms are and also what you can do if you have a parasitic infection, specifically a chronic infection, and what you can do and some of the risks that are involved with, you know, undiagnosed actual parasitic chronic issues that people would have that they're not aware of. So, you know, when it comes to parasites and the actual symptoms, there's a plethora. There's literally like, it's a big spectrum. So I'm going to give you kind of like the highlights and lowlights of it. So some of the signs that you may have a parasitic infection are, number one, digestive issues. Obviously, if you ever had it, it's not fun. You're on vacation. You drink the water. Whatever the case is, you're literally puking. Diarrhea, fever, fatigued, you lose your appetite. You have like literally like your belly just feels like somebody stabbing a knife through it. Some of those symptoms that you might experience. So digestive issues, including constipation, diarrhea, vomiting, gas, heartburn, right? Stomach pain. So tenderness, like you just feel, you know, when your stomach hurts so bad, and I think we all have been here at some point or another. If you've been a kid, you've probably been in this position. You have such a bad tummy ache that you can't even stand up straight. Like you try to stand up straight and it feels like, man, like things are going to fall out of your belly on the front side, like right by, like right out of your belly button, kind of. Like that is what it feels like. Loss of appetite. Of course, when your belly's not feeling all that great, you don't really want to eat. Nobody really wants to eat when they're sick, right? Fatigue. Why fatigue? Your body's fighting against this actual, you know, monster, I guess we'll call it, right? But then secondly, like, it's being robbed at the same time of nutrients that you need in order to fight it, which is kind of, like, pretty, like, sadistic if you think about it, right? It's like, I'm going to suck you dry of your things you need to actually get in order to fight me, so good luck fighting me, right? So obviously fatigue, definitely something that would happen if you are obviously having a parasitic infection, right? Chills as well. So obviously body temperature changes. You feel cold one moment, obviously hot the next. And then aches and pains. Obviously there's a pro-inflammatory response is happening systemically to the entire body. So the body is trying to literally kill whatever's bothering it, and it's trying its very best, but it also inflames the actual entire body, right? So definitely, you know, something to be aware that that can happen because of the inflammatory response your body's going through. And then also you would have side effects of like dehydration, especially if you're having a lot of diarrhea. So going to the bathroom, you know, more than like 4, 5, 6 times in one day, trying to get rid of it. Obviously, you would then have obviously symptoms of dehydration. So, you know, you should see a doctor, obviously, you know, when you've lost so much fluid, you can't keep anything down. I mean, everybody's got their own personal, like, you know, I guess gauge, like how much you're willing to put up with before you go to the hospital, right? Obviously, it could be life and death, so definitely you don't want to be like, oh, I got this, I'm going to sleep it off, you know, because you can, obviously, especially in the elderly. I do remember the story of my best friend's grandma used to live in this grandparent, like assisted living kind of apartment complex, and I remember we went to visit this back in high school, so like 20 years ago, and his grandmother, who's long passed, may she rest in peace, she was like, oh yeah, so-and-so up the hall, that lady that used to say hi to us, can't remember her name now, but, you know, Miss Susie, you know, say hey, hi to you guys. She actually ended up passing away, and we're like, oh my gosh, that's terrible. Like, what happened? You know, heart attack, this and the other. Like, no, she actually had diarrhea, and she was so frail, she couldn't get out of her chair. So unfortunately, I mean, disgusting, and to even think about, of course, you know, but legitimately she had diarrhea on her recliner so bad that she actually got so dehydrated, she ended up like fainting on the actual thing, and her body just couldn't keep up anymore, and she ended up passing away. So when the emergency crew came, that's like some of the neighbors noticed, you know, a foul smell coming from her apartment. The EMTs came in and literally just saw her sitting in her own, unfortunately, you know, diarrhea, which is sad, right? But again, like the gravity, and I share that story for a reason, like you can die from diarrhea, right? You can die from the dehydration. You cannot survive without air, water, food, or nerve supply from your brain to your body, right? Those are the things that you cannot survive without. Of everything else, you obviously can make do for some time, right? So you should see a doctor when you've had diarrhea so bad that you cannot keep fluids down, you're feeling woozy, right? Like, those are big emergencies. You can die. So, obviously, don't play with that. But if you're kind of dealing with it, you know, of course, you're going to get antibiotics, et cetera, et cetera. But now I want to shift and talk about what actually happens when you have a chronic parasitic infection, right? Like, when you have parasites that you, you know, like, didn't affect you that all that bad. You, like, feel kind of, like, weird for a couple of days. I'm like, oh, I'm good now, and I don't know what happened, but I'm good. But then all of a sudden you kind of notice, like, yeah, I'm a little more tired anymore, or I get this kind of random headache, or every once in a while I get, like, you know, irritable bowel kind of, like, style symptoms. So, like, what's going on? And you get tested for everything. Nothing is wrong, right? So that would be a sign of like a chronic parasitic infection. So, you know, like a low level, right? Because what happens is a lot of people with irritable bowel syndrome, from the research, it shows that it's almost the body's way of trying to get rid of the parasitic infection that's happening, right? So people will go to the bathroom and have this, like, you know, diarrhea, you know, et cetera, just a ton of bowel movements per day, and the gut is irritated. And, you know, some experts, yes, of course, the gut is gets irritated and it's bleeding, but some experts actually show that it's due to the fact there's a parasite in there, and the body is intelligent enough to say, well, if it's stuck to the walls, we're going to flush the actual intestinal walls. The problem is that these parasites obviously, like, hook onto the skin and they don't let go for dear life, because literally if they leave, they die, because literally they need a host to survive in. So that is a sign that the parasite is actually embedded, right? Another one of the things that the parasites do, some of them pretty intelligent, they know that the body is obviously going to try to fight them, and, you know, the immune system is going to kick up. So what they do is they actually release chemicals that cause the immune system to be weakened, which is crazy. So if you weaken your immune system over time, that not only allows the parasite to survive, but it allows other things to survive, right? Like bad bacteria, et cetera, et cetera. Even further, there's some research supporting this, you know, American Cancer Association, also the CDC, showing that if the parasite has been there long enough, some studies are actually suggesting that it could lead to things such as cancer. Because cancer, especially in the gut, like, let's just talk about, like, colon cancer, for example, right? Cancer happens, you know, because the cells are in an environment that they cannot adapt to because of toxicity, et cetera, et cetera. So DNA mutates. That's like most cancers. Some of them are obviously genetic, et cetera, right? But the cell mutates, the DNA mutates, and it starts replicating. Well, what happens is that, like, the first, like, you know, 200,000 cells is a very, very small amount of cells, right? Your immune system recognizes them. It's like, hey, the natural killer cells are kind of doing their patrols, like, you know, we used to do it in Kuwait, Iraq, and Kosovo. We're doing our patrols, you know, kind of looking around for bad guys, right? So natural killer cells is like, you know, soldiers in a Humvee doing a patrol down the street, you know, Route Irish and Baghdad, Iraq, right? So, you know, just put in perspective for those of you who kind of get where I'm coming from. So basically, you're driving around looking for bad dudes, right? So that's what natural killer cells do. They walk around, drive around looking for bad dudes. They see that this, like, you know, 300,000 cells are kind of acting the fool and crazy. Like, hey, you guys look different. Like, your DNA is off. Like, I'm so sorry. We love you, but actually our love is for the host more. So we need to kill you so you don't infect anybody else, or actually cause, you know, other cells to, you know, be infected by your cancer changes, right? So natural killer cells kill the actual tumor. You never know you had it, or the cell clump together and never know you had it, and then you go on with life never knowing that you had cancer cells starting to, you know, be created. But there comes the parasite. The parasite, though, especially if it's been there long enough and there's enough of them, they actually release chemicals that suppress the immune system. So guess what? They suppress the ability for that natural killer cell doing its patrol to detect the actual cells from becoming more and more cancerous and spreading and obviously proliferating. Why does the parasite do that? It's not because the parasite's, like, you know, trying to create cancer. It's that the parasite's trying to survive for itself. So it's kind of like, you know what? I'm going to turn the alarm system off because I'm robbing this bank, right? And if somebody happens to come in and takes a chair, computer, and pens, I don't care because I'm taking the money, right? That's what parasites' mentality is. They don't really care. As long as they're alive and they're well for themselves, obviously that's all they care about. So essentially they suppress the immune system, and now everything else that relies on the immune system to function 100%, right? Everything else is relying on that immune system to be, you know, in tip-top shape. It's actually suffering as well. This is how these doctors and research studies have shown, like, oh, wow, like, if you have a chronic parasitic issue, it could lead to potential cancer creation in your body, right? So not just in the colon, other places, because if your immune system is suppressed systemically, it's not like, oh, the parasites, I'm like, oh, hey, I showed up. We're just going to go ahead and turn off the immune system in the gut. By the way, everybody else, you guys keep operating as you are. We'll see you guys around. We'll do our job, and we'll get out of here in a little bit. They don't do that. They're like, hey, you know, we're going to release chemicals. We want the entire army asleep, and we don't want them to bother us because we're trying to get fat and happy and chill here. But we're not going to suppress the immune system low enough that the host dies because, again, parasites are intelligent. They know that if they actually deplete the immune system too much and suppress it too much by the release of those chemicals, that they can actually cause the immune system to become so weak that the person dies and then they die. So they don't want that either. So they kind of keep you in this low-level kind of like immune function. So like you're more susceptible to like get colds and flus and stomach bugs, etc. And every once in a while, they'll take a little break in a sense of like they won't suppress it as much, right? Because they're getting theirs, right? So that's how it happens. That's how this little simple thing can actually lead to a major issue such as a cancer or other diseases in the body because it's suppressing the immune system. So I have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290-957 WHIO, Dayton's and Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 957 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 957 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life. We talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can simply text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. So on the previous segment, I was talking about parasites. The entire show's been about parasites. Why? Because we have our upcoming Gut Honest Truth Health Workshop in our office this upcoming Thursday, August 31st at 6:30 p.m. at Full Life Chiropractic in Troy, 1735 West Main Street. So we are having that event in-house, and I'm going to be diving into microbes, parasites, you know, fungi, viruses, etc. So parasites is something that I don't talk about all that often. I think I talked about it maybe once before, maybe twice at most. But on the previous segments, I was just explaining how parasites obviously lead the host into having a weaker immune system. That weaker immune system can actually cause problems for the host, the human. So that host then becomes immunocompromised, not to that extent like, you know, HIV or AIDS, right? But it becomes immunocompromised just a tiny bit to the tune that it allows things to actually be created, such as cancers and other diseases to take, you know, take hold, right? So now, obviously, you got to do something about it. So you got to do something about chronic parasite infections. So some of the things that you can do to actually get rid of the parasites are the following. So first thing you can do in order to actually get rid of parasites is do a parasite cleanse. You know, there's a bunch of them out there, so I'm not going to like kind of go through each one and go through all the details. Basically, a parasite cleanse obviously kills parasites. And, you know, there's definitely different herbal supplements that actually, you know, can help. So things such as like black walnut, wormwood as well. Oregano oil is very, very potent. It's antibacterial, antiparasitic, right? Grapefruit seed extract as well. You know, so definitely a very powerful, you know, supplement that can kill parasites. Clove oil, right? Clove oil as well. And then, of course, probiotics as well, because probiotics set the conditions and the standards and the environment for the good bacteria to obviously proliferate and also compete with any of the bad bacteria, right? You can also add, you know, anise, you know, to your supplement, barberry, mint. So those things are also very, very powerful when it comes to killing actual parasites. Again, dosages, etc., you got to consult your doctor, look at the labels or whatever you buy, all that good stuff, all the disclaimer stuff, right? You know, you have to also make sure that you consume foods that are actually antiparasitic. So things like garlic and onions, herbs, right? You want to also pineapple, papaya, and their juices. Why? Because they contain a good amount of enzymes, but also it reduces the pro-inflammatory cytokine storm that actually happens. So very, very good for parasitic, infections, whether they're chronic or acute. Coconut oil, obviously, is antimicrobial, and obviously probiotic-rich foods. Another one, apple cider vinegar. Why? Because it helps restore the healthy pH balance in the actual gut. And again, bad, viruses, bacteria, even parasites don't like an environment that's unfriendly to them, right? So they definitely need an environment that's friendly to them. Whenever you consume apple cider vinegar, it creates this environment that's healthy for us, the host, but not for the parasite. And clearly, it helps you cleanse your body of those. So, again, if you want to find out more about this topic and literally anything gut-related, I highly encourage you to attend our upcoming event, August 31st, 6:30 p.m. at our office, Full Life Chiropractic in Troy, 1735 West Main Street. We're going to be diving into the gut health and how to achieve it naturally without drugs and surgery. So I am out of time. Thanks so much for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Again, you're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290-957-WHIO. Dan Susan Talk. The power's on. The body heals.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.